Well, very blessed New Year to each and every one of you. I truly pray that this will be a year of God's peace coming upon you and leading you deeper into His love. You know, today we are celebrating the 8th day of Christmas. On this New Year's Day, we are at the 8th day of Christmas. And the number 8 was very important in Judaism, especially for 8 days, the 8th day. There were many events and things that would happen on the 8th day. For example, there were when the temple was dedicated, the dedication of the temple lasted 8 days. When the temple was later had to be purified, that also lasted 8 days. There were certain feasts that lasted 7 days, but the 8th day was a very important day. It was a day of solemnity, a day of celebration. And there were specific sacrifices that were done on that 8th day. And then, as we see in our gospel today, and as is emphasized, that 8 days was the day of circumcision of the male child. And that was the day that that child received his name. In fact, this event of the circumcision, traditionally that was today, the celebration today was the feast of the circumcision, the feast when our Lord was circumcised. But now instead, we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of God. We start out the new year by celebrating and asking for our Blessed Mother's intercession for this new year. And she is very much the example of how we are called to live our lives throughout this year, throughout this year 2016. She gives us the example, and we see it in the gospel where it says, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. See, she had seen quite a bit by this point, by the time that this event had happened. First of all, an angel appears to her and tells her, you're going to be the Mother of God. And she says, yes. Then, of course, she has the child. And all of a sudden, these shepherds show up and say, hey, you're not going to believe this. But we saw this angel, and this angel told us that the Savior of the world had come into the world. And they came and went, they came and saw the child and worshiped and celebrated the fact that this child had come into the world. So it's understandable that she might have had a lot of things to think about. But she didn't overreact. She didn't do like so many of us do. We're just, oh, I'm not going to worry about that. Ignore it. Or, again, overreact. React, you know, go one extreme or the other. It says that she reflected on them in her heart. And we see that several times throughout the scriptures where Our Lady reflects on things in her heart. She has to meditate on them. But you know, that was her life. She was contemplative. She contemplated her son. And she is the example for us in our lives as well. Everything she did pointed to him, including her contemplation. In our lives as well, everything that we do should be pointing to Jesus, should be pointing to her son, whose birth we celebrated 8 days ago. And that we take the things that he is doing in our lives and contemplate on them, to reflect on them in our heart, as Our Lady did, as the Blessed Virgin Mary did, so that we may better understand what our Lord is doing in our lives. Not react when things go badly, not get too overjoyed when things are going well, but instead to reflect on that, all that in our heart. Enter into that contemplation, that internal chewing, if you will, that internal reflection on what is going on in our lives, what our Lord wants to do in our lives. And like Mary, to be open to what God is doing in our lives, to put ourselves aside and allow God to work in our lives. So on this New Year's Day, as we're making our New Year's resolutions, may we remember what Our Lady did throughout her lives, that she took everything God did in her life and reflected on them in her heart. And may we do the same throughout our lives. May we reflect on what God has done in our lives as well.